Greg, let's go back to like 3 weeks ago. Which side of the ball do you think has made a big transformation from where they were in Detroit or the game before that?
That's a good question. I mean, I guess it would have to be the offense. I mean, you know, if tonight stopped at like halftime, I might have said the defense because of how well they executed last week. I think I went back and looked at it. And I think against the Lions, I had the defense for 39 mental or physical errors, and I think they had I had them for 6 last week. And so the first half was sort of a continuation of that, you know, leading 24-3. But the second half, I mean, defensively, they gave up 298 yards. And I don't care what the circumstances are, but when you give that, and I like Andrew Luck, I think he's good. I don't think he's off like you guys do. I think he's pretty close. I think it's just he's thrown to hot garbage. But you give up that many yards to a Colts team that's without T.Y. Hilton, without the left tackle, without their second-best tight end, and they already had a poor offensive line, I'm back to being a little bit concerned.
Why do you think it is that Devin McCourty seems to be getting smoked in coverage? You mentioned the tight end, Ebron, tonight with over 100 yards. He seems to be chasing a little bit. Is it just because of where he's playing in the defense?
A little bit. I mean, I do think that, you know, I think that it's proved out over his career that Devin's been his best, and we'll just exclude his rookie year at cornerback because they just don't run that same system anymore. They don't run zone. He can't play zone cornerback. Once they moved to man-to-man, his best position in this defense has been the free safety, where he basically locks everything down, makes sure there aren't any big plays, runs sideline to sidelines, breaks up a few here and there. But ever since they decided to go to the three-man safety package with, you know, Daron Harmon comes in and plays the free safety role, and then that moves Devin down into a lot of times he's in man coverage. I think that's back to exposing his limitations, but I also think you could make a point, you know, you could make the argument that he lost a step, and I talked to him about it one-on-one after the game tonight. I asked him about those 2.5 touchdowns that he gave up, and I said, you know, is there anything that you could have done more or done better on those plays? And he's like, yeah, not give up touchdowns. So, he's not thrilled with himself either.
Who else had you concerned defensively, Greg? Because we were talking earlier how there was just a lack of pass rush again, and to me it looked like Stephon Gilmore was also chasing for stretches.
I just thought in general, you know, and we'll have to watch the film back because, I mean, I got to admit, I mean, 24-3, I kind of tuned out for, you know, started writing a little bit at one point there. But I saw a lot of guys running wide open in the secondary, guys that Andrew Luck didn't even throw to. And I thought Jonathan Jones had a tough time. I mean, I talked to a bunch of the defenders one-on-one after the game sort of, you know, to get their take their pulse on it. Like, you know, should I be alarmed? Should I not? Like, what's 298 yards is a lot. And, you know, all of them, Devin said, you know, they had trouble where it was basically a two-minute situation the whole second half. You know, he put a lot of it on that. You know, Kyle Van Noy was okay with it. With what happened, Landon Roberts was okay with it. I think at the end of the day, once we watched the film back, I think the pass rush was a lot better than it looked like on the field. But I think that Andrew Luck made some plays, and I thought that the secondary had a tough time. They were playing a lot of single high man coverage, and Andrew Luck kept a few plays alive, and that kind of it's hard to keep coverage for that long.
Greg, what did you think of the touchdown by Josh Gordon tonight?
I thought it was good. I am not ready to invoke the name of Randy Moss or anything like that.
Thank you.
Considering that was basically, and Chris Gasper and I were sort of arguing about this, I said that was basically the players that Gordon was going against was basically the Patriots equivalent of Keon Crossan and Nate Ebner with all the injuries that the Colts have had. And those guys didn't even make a play on a ball or jump up for the ball. You know, was it a good play? Was it a good off script? Sandlot, awesome. Yes, but I mean, look, Josh Gordon's like 6'3". He should make that play. And I just think it's more of it's been so long since the Patriots have seen a receiver make a play downfield like that that it's almost like a cold drink of water after walking through the desert type of thing.
Well, Julian Edelman also returns, and it's like he never left. Were you surprised at just how good he looked, considering
he was playing in his first real game?
Yeah.
This Julian that we saw tonight was actually better than the one I saw in training camp and in the preseason. And I know he talked about needing to get his legs under him and stuff like that. Obviously, he was working a lot while he was away. I saw him on Saturday after he worked out at a facility near the stadium when we talked a little bit, but I thought he was exceptional tonight. You see what just having that safety valve means to Brady in this offense, just having that back. And the thing that stood out for me the most were just his quicks were back, and he looked like pre-injury Julian Edelman to me. And you know, even on, I wasn't crazy about him being back returning punts, but you know, even in those circumstances, he was showing a lot of his jitterbug moves that we've known for so long.
All right, Greg, appreciate the time. Looking forward to your coverage this week on the Boston Sports Journal and, of course, on Twitter as well.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.